Okay, help us solve this really ridiculous, silly argument and come into our bathroom for a second. Come in our shower for a second. What do you use in the shower? Like, how do you wash your body? 314-531-9898. If you're thinking to yourself, are you serious? I'm dead serious.
We're getting real personal this morning.
Yeah, we all had different opinions on how we wash ourselves. Who's the dirtiest person in the room? Who is actually clean? What do you use to wash your body? Kevin brought it up because you don't use a washcloth, but when you have guests, you think you should
leave
a washcloth?
The washcloth. So when our friends come over and they stay for a while, we leave out towels and washcloths, but we don't usually use washcloths on a regular basis, with the exception of my son, who keeps forgetting to rinse it out and drying it.
Uh-oh.
So it stays.
Kevin's annoyed about the washcloth.
Well, I think my wife Sarah said it best. We're not, you know, you can wash without a washcloth. You use your hands, you use your soap. The washcloth itself gets stinky after a while. It gets, you know, smelly. I know it's got soap continually, but how often do you use it? When do you wash the washcloth? So, but we want to be nice to guests. So when they come over, they get towels and a washcloth, but on a regular basis, we don't use them.
You use hands.
Yes.
Hannah, what do you use?
I'm going to be fully transparent here, and I am a full hands user. The only time I use a loofah
is before you tan.
It's to get off my self tan. And yeah. I actually just use my boyfriend Matt's loofah, and he got really mad at me. He's like, why is there orange all over my loofah?
So Matt, the boyfriend, uses a loofah.
Big loofah guy. I am not hands only.
You use hands only? AB, what do you use?
My hands. That's it.
I think washcloths are disgusting.
I think washcloths are weird. I use a loofah. Mm-hmm. I think hands are weird. I feel like I don't get as clean with hands.
Why? You're not getting up anywhere when you're sudsy with the loofah. You gotta like get in the crevices with your hands.
I don't trust like.
Is that why?
And why? Your loofah, you have all your gross bacteria just sitting on this thing, and then you re-rub it all over yourself.
It rinses off.
No, it holds it. It's like fluffy.
Yeah, it's fluffy, and then there's like little holes in the loofah.
I don't trust that when you're sharing a shower with somebody, they're not also using your loofah.
Yeah, look what happens. Yeah,
so that's
right.
Why I don't use it.
Right, and you think
you think because the loofah's, you think it's weird to use someone else's loofah too?
Yeah.
Ew, Brett, are you using someone's loofah?
Who else's loofah would I use? My wife and I use the same loofah.
When you go like visit your dad in Florida, do you use the loofah that's in the shower?
No, he brought it up. We brought this up yesterday off air. I guess he doesn't leave a loofah. He doesn't leave nothing for us. We don't even get a washcloth. That's what I use the hands.
Honest truth, if you went to my house and there was a loofah, would you use
it? Oh, yeah, I would use that loofah for sure.
Oh, my God.
So you and Matt would be washing your cracks with the same item. You like that?
Why you gotta say it like that? I mean, I would love to wash my crack with the same as your boyfriend's crack. Why do you put it like that?
That's what it is. That's the truth.
And you got to think, it's like a sponge.
We're crack brothers.
It's like using a sponge on a plate when you clean plates and all that stuff. Eventually, that sponge gets dirty. It gets smelly because it's been through all the junk and
stuff. Let everybody use the loofah.
How often do you replace yours, Brett? Be honest.
Right.
Like every 2 months or so?
Okay. Ew. That's better than I thought.
I don't think he's telling the truth. I don't think he is either.
They do start to unfold because you rinse them out. It's not like you just rub it against your body. First off, I wash my body 3 times. Doesn't everyone do that too?
What do you mean?
What?
So I put soap on the loofah, wash my body, rinse it off, then I wash my hair. After I get done rinsing my hair, I put more soap on the loofah and wash my body again. Then I rinse it off, and then I put conditioner. I'm going through a shower right now. I put conditioner on, and then when the conditioner is sitting in my hair, I wash my body again. A third time, I'm clean.
That's really weird.
Kevin. That's weird?
Yeah, yes. You just need your hands, man. You know, you put soap on your hands.
And you guys only wash one. On this
face.
Is why the studio smells.
Ken, I have a question. Okay. Are you like a 3-in-1 guy?
Like shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. All in one container.
If I were, would you judge me?
Would you judge me? Because I do.
You're a 3-in-1-er?
What?
No.
Yeah. You are?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
My God.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Hannah's giving me the silent treatment.
Yeah, this is why right. this studio is so smelly.
And I've been complaining about my hair all week. Because
yeah. She's like, Hannah, I keep washing my hair and I don't know why it's that way. It's because you're putting body wash in your hair.
Okay. 314-531.
Don't you mean 3 and 1 4?
Yeah. 314-531-9898. How do you wash your body? Real question. Are you a hands, washcloth, or loofah? And do you do the 3 and 1? We judge you.
I used to float something I'm made for.
Tell us about your shower habits on the Brett Megas Show. We are commercial free, and we're having a conversation about how do you shower? 314-531-9898. This all started because Kevin brought up the fact that, like, when you have guests, he always puts a washcloth up, but he doesn't use a washcloth. Right. But he's like, I don't know if my guests want it. And I've had guests for, like, over a week and a half. I got the loofah in the shower. I let everybody loofah it. I thought loofah is the way to go. But apparently, it's way more split. You got the washcloth people. We got loofah people. And then Hannah and AB and Kevin, you guys all three were hands people.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you're not as clean when you're just scrubbing over it with your hands.
I couldn't disagree with you more. No. Our listeners are all over the place.
Really? So what are people saying on the text line?
Christian said, before I was married, I was a washcloth and a bar of soap. Now that I'm married, I'm a loofah and body wash guy.
See, I'm a loofah and body wash too. I sometimes do like bar soap. Like if I'm at the gym, sometimes I'll bring bar soap and then I'll just use the bar soap directly all over my skin. And I do feel like that's pretty good clean, but then I'm like a body wash when I'm at my home and fancy, you know, it's like a spa.
Another text says, I use a new washcloth every single shower and then I wash each of them when I do a load of towels. I agree that you just don't get as clean using your hands. They don't scrub as well.
Yeah. So Kevin was bringing up the point of like the washcloth he felt like was just going to sit in the shower and get gross. I would agree with that. But I feel like you could just use a new washcloth every time. You
see,
just throw it in the hamper.
I think people are lying when they say they use a new one every time. That is a lot. And what do you do with a sopping wet washcloth? Yeah. Just throw it in the hamper? You gotta wash it right away.
No, you rinse it and then throw it in the wet towel hamper.
I think people are lying. And then we got someone who is very passionate about this situation and sent like a paragraph. You need to use a loofah because it removes dead skin, so your hands will not remove the skin cells that might remove dirt or some oil, or depending on the washing product that you're using, type of soap. Most people don't even use soap. They use Blister and or Dove or something that doesn't leave residue that soap leaves. But you need the loofah or the scratchy gloves to remove dead skin cells, which prevent those little tiny bumps from forming on your upper arms. It decreases infection and so on and so forth.
Damn, science.
Wow. Well, science. Yeah, well.
See, what are scratchy gloves?
That's a loofah salesman.
No, scratchy gloves are good. That's what I used to get off my tan, but I threw away my scratchy gloves because they were old, so I had to use Matt's loofah, and now we got in a fight over it. But yeah, scratchy gloves are for exfoliation only. If you wash yourself with scratchy gloves,
you will have no skin left.
What are that sounds terrible. I would never do that. Why would I ever choose something that's called scratchy gloves?
So you don't have patchy self tan, duh.
All right. Lori, what do you think? What do you wash your body with? Lori?
I think we need to distinguish between a loofah and a poof.
What?
To me, a loofah is like that spongy looking thing that comes from the sea, and the net thing is a poof.
Oh.
What?
I use a poof.
I use a poof too. So she's saying like a sponge is a loofah. So like you like has like a like it looks like a big fat sponge. Like almost
I'm gonna
like,
be honest, I don't think that's correct.
You think it's the opposite?
Yeah.
You think a loofah is the netty?
Yeah, I think a loofah is that like fluffy looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I'll email you pictures.
Wow.
Thank you. That's how it's done.
Does somebody use, like, a SpongeBob sponge?
Like a big sponge?
I thought those were for washing your car.
I would be, like what you'd wash your car with. That's what you should how do you use this to wash your car, but you don't wash your body with it? Do you wash your car with just your hands? Why not? Because it doesn't clean it.
Do you chammy afterwards? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, that's how I would
do it. We got lots of people now saying poof.
Now like, they're saying it's
people
poof.
Are texting in poof, poof, poof. Another
oh,
one.
They're
Hannah,
at you
I'm not a liar. I use a new washcloth every day. Thank you.
I love this. Okay. Mallory, what do you use to wash your body? Let's talk about you in the shower here for a second, Mallory.
It depends. I actually have a soap like sack. or sometimes I'll use my hands because it depends on the mood I'm in. Sometimes I'll just use like Axe body wash with my hands.
Okay.
If I'm in a hurry. And other days I will use the soap sack because can it's you, like
sometimes in the mood for the sack.
I think we need a definition of you, soap sack.
Yeah, can you please describe your sack to us and how you wash it?
The reason we got it is my husband needed it because he was using soap and it kept dropping it. So what this is, it's pretty much just a sack on a string and it's got like the exfoliation netted around it.
It really is. Oh, the way you're describing it is two soaps in there and a bag.
It's like the old soap on a rope, but this one's got a bag with it. I get it.
Soap on a rope?
Oh, like yeah.
Soap testicles. Guys, this is too funny. I am dying. This conversation is taking me off. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for the call, Valerie. That was awesome. Now we all know what all of us are doing to the shower. Do you want to read one of the other texts?
Now people are going on a whole tangent because they're saying loofah is actually a plant. They make loofahs from drying plants. A netted sponge is a poof. Loofah comes from a plant. Blah, blah, blah. Loofah. I was right. It's a poof. Poof, poof, poof.
Okay. That's going to be posted on our Insta story. Post what we think is a loofah and then go on there and vote. Is this a loofah or a poof? Or a sack.
Or a soap sack.
Post it as a poll. Then go and vote. Let's find out what it is. Brett Mega Show on Instagram. What a conversation this morning.
The all-new Brett Mega.